Yeah, that's right.
Is this Gil Scott-Heron?
No. It's not Gil Scott-Heron.
Well, who's this?
This is my friend Corey Harris.
Oh.
Corey Harris talking about working in a sweatshop.
Oh, my gosh. We're lucky we get a job doing that.
Welcome to Town Talk Radio. Holy goodness.
It is Town Talk Radio, and we are in Steelers country, boy.
East Liberty. Sliberty.
That's right. We're in Sliberty, and the Steelers are getting a six-pack. It's not one for the thumb.
And we got Steeler gear on.
We got the terrible, terrible car, the terrible flag, the terrible bumper.
And we're rolling.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Town Talk Radio from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The home of the Steelers going all the way to the Super Bowl. Where are they going to play the Super Bowl?
Tampa. Tampa.
Are you going?
Are you crazy? I can't afford a bus pass.
I can't even go to Morgantown. So it's been snowing. That's one thing Pittsburgh is talking about.
Well, you know, it's January in Pittsburgh, and that's when we really get the bad weather here.
Oh, my gosh.
It gets cold, it snows, it gets freezing rain, all that cool stuff.
Yeah, how about our customer? The landscaper didn't even show up. Man, maybe if you paid them extra, they'd never show up. Well, tell me about Corey Harris.
Corey Harris has a group called Corey Harris and the Rasta Blues Experience.
And how long have they been around?
He's performed reggae and blues for like a long time.
Was he one of the first?
No, Corey Harris has been around for quite a number of years now. Nice guy though. I like him.
So where's he based out of?
He's actually from Boulder, Colorado, I believe.
Oh, he's making that trust fund baby money. People listen
no,
to him.
No. There's just poor people that live in Boulder.
I know.
Come on now.
Have you ever been to Boulder?
No. Poor people live everywhere.
They sure do.
Even in Aspen.
They sure do. People aren't going to wash their dishes in Aspen.
You know, working class people live everywhere. Well, they're working class.
Because they're shoveling the snow.
Working in a sweatshop.
Working in a sweatshop, stealing my shovel so they could scrape that ice off.
What you know about working in a sweatshop?
I don't know, that's not working. You ever work in a sweatshop?
No. I've been some jobs that were similar, seemed similar to that though.
Yeah, like painting that basement.
No, I'm not talking about that.
It's not boiler, so hot. That was good. That was really good. Mm-hmm. Is he related to Gil Scott-Heron?
No, he's not. What's this obsession with Gil Scott, man?
I heard his last CD that he made in 94. Man, I was really touched. He was really trying to say some stuff.
Everybody always thinks that that's new. That is not new.
94 is not new.
Some people just have not been keeping up.
Well, the Bible's old, and it's the greatest story ever told.
That's right.
So, I don't know nothing about the Steelers, and I don't want to know anything.
You don't know about the Steelers? You live in Steeler Nation, and you don't know about the Steelers?
When I was a little boy, my daddy threw all these balls at me, and I was left-handed. He taught me right-handed. I never played sports. You ever play sports?
Yes, for many years.
What'd you play?
That's why I have aches and pains now. Years of sports activity.
You told me you had aches and pains.
My last surgery was knee surgery from playing basketball.
How long ago?
That was about, 13, 14, 15 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Ruptured patella tendon, torn ACL ligament. I was jacked up, man.
Was that in high school or college?
No, this was like since I've been an adult. Since I've, like when I was in my 40s.
What are you doing playing football in your 40s?
Basketball.
What are you doing playing b-ball in your 40s?
Because some of us still like to stay active.
I see what we're getting at.
I don't like you eating that big sandwich you got over there.
This is a sandwich. Bill Cosby said there's a sandwich, and then there's and a
sandwich.
Sandwich. Well, okay, are we going to call somebody?
Yeah, let me see here. Let me make sure I got the right coordinates.
Put it on now.
Let me see here if we can get him. Wait a minute. Get the speakerphone on.
That's a good idea.
Hold on, people.
Tom will call him back.
All right. So, you're a diehard Steeler fan.
I don't understand the Steeler stuff.
Did you hear what Vince said?
I didn't quite get you real clear. What did you just say?
He said he doesn't understand the Steeler stuff.
Hey, you do need to be a football fan, and Steelers are a great team. As a matter of fact, one of the greatest teams of all history. That's why we are going for Super Bowl number 6.
You know? So why are we going to the Super Bowl this year and we didn't go last year?
Well, like any other sport, you can't win them all. See? I mean, you have to save some for somebody else, you know what I mean?
No, not philosophizing. I want to hear some details about the Steelers.
Well, one of the great things is we, our new coach here, no doubt he's probably going to be legendary. And we just have a great team. We finished as the number one defense, leading all categories except for one. And the defense was kind of pissed off about that. Okay?
So what do you think about... What do you think about some of these games that we lost this year, Aaron? I know you and I had some discussions about some of those.
Well, if you go back and look, that was at the very earliest part of the season where we lost to, I believe it was Philadelphia.
Right.
And the Giants. And you remember at that point in the season, our offensive line was hurt very badly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a lot of just switching around the offensive line, you know, and that's just the bottom line there. And now, after a period of time, they work together, play together, they've gelled together as a team.
Okay.
So that's the key.
Can you explain the phenomenon of the Steeler Nation?
Yeah, we're bad.
I mean, there's people all over the world that are into the Steelers.
Well, I believe in a way it's the persona of the city itself. You know, the Steelers itself. You know, when you even look at their their icon. You know, the hardworking Joe, the guy. You know, sort of like somebody to root for. A lot of people see themselves as that, so they want to be, you know, they want to be like the working Joe, showing that the working Joe can be number one.
Okay, well, I appreciate all that analysis. Any predictions for the game? What's your prediction for the score?
Well, the only thing I think we have to, the Steelers are going to win, no doubt, I'm sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing that we have to consider our, is that Roethlisberger, he can't turn the ball over. As long as he doesn't put the ball up in the air wildly, which he's, I really don't feel he's going to do if you look at him in the postseason games. He's been very sort of conservative in a sense. But as long as he doesn't put the ball up for grabs, Steelers can't lose. I believe looking at Steelers 30 to 14.
Okay. And while we're at it, what do you think about the economic stimulus package?
It's something that has to be done. You can't stand back and look. I'm glad Obama's taking the approach that he is, because we're losing jobs at the rate of $500,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't go on. I mean, we will be looking at the Great Depression again,
mm-hmm.
round number two, if it went on. So the idea of many of these conservatives, many conservatives, they sit back and wait and let the market handle itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna. That's like having a house that's burning down and wait for the fire to go out. It's not gonna work.
I hear you, man. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for your comments.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. That's our good friend Aaron on Town Talk Radio.
Well, that was the analysis from Aaron.
I can't believe it, man.
His economic prediction as well.
Oh, my goodness. How,
like a burning house.
People are talking about a burning house.
Burning
people
down the
like,
house.
People are just so excited about the Super Bowl. It's going to drive me crazy, man. Imagine if we won every year.
Well, that's not going to happen.
No. But that now they're not going to have a parade. They're going to shut down the South Side. They're going to have a curfew.
Well, you know, the reason why, I think Pittsburgh's learned from past experience that when we win stuff like this, the town just goes crazy, man. I remember those first years when the Steelers first won the Super Bowl. And the same year, that was the same year that the Pitt Panthers were winning and everybody else. And, you know, and hockey fans were just as irate here, too. I know, well, you're not into it.
Wake me up when you're done, man. This is unbelievable. The Steelers. Well, I guess some people like, an orgy in Paris, and some people like, the Steelers and stuff like that. But
President
man,
Obama is
man.
A longtime Steeler fan.
Well, now you're talking about. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did he say anything
he
on TV?
When he was growing up in Hawaii, he used to like get into the Steelers like all the time when he's back in high school and stuff. He does.
So oh, man, cool. There's the Obama-Steelers connection.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, man, this is...
Well, you know the Rooney's... Mr. Rooney was a big supporter of the Steelers, of the president.
I know. That was really funny when Rooney came out for Obama. He's been a Republican all these years, right?
No.
No?
No.
He's been a Democrat?
Yes.
But he came out for Obama. I'm surprised he went public on something like
Very
that.
Very early, too.
I really am. I'm really surprised you went public on something like that.
Yeah.
Now, what's the study they're going to do about Larmer Street? What's Larmer?
Larmer section of the Pittsburgh. Larmer is in the East End.
Yep.
And East Liberty. And it lies on the border between East Liberty and Homewood. All right. Larmer Avenue. Long time established neighborhood. Blacks, Italians, German, Irish, all lived in that neighborhood.
Yeah, it's the last place you can pick up an Italian newspaper.
You know, but, you know, since the 70s, the whole Larmer Avenue business district is like died, closed down. There's abandoned buildings, vacant land. And they want to do a study on what to do. I think it's the community planning folks. Not the city planning, I think it's community planning.
Well, what's the difference?
$40,000 for the study.
$40,000 from the poorest neighborhoods in the city?
To tell us what to do.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, I can't get a loan to fix the house.
So what's the difference between community development and city development?
Community development is usually spearheaded by these different community development organizations in the different neighborhoods.
So they're developers.
And I know some of you folks have some of those where you live at too. Some of you folks here in the States. So
with community developers, are they just directly linked into the construction people? Real estate development?
No, I mean, there's a lot of community groups are getting into like trying to like reclaim their communities and doing development, you know. is a way to get federal, state, and local funds to like revitalize their areas.
Revitalize? We got all these different sheriff sales.
And in some cases, it's re-gentrification.
Yeah, that's what I mean. All these foreclosures, everything. Yeah. You know, somebody swoops down from San Francisco and buys a block.
But Pittsburgh, folks, is still a relatively cheap place to buy real estate.
Oh, no, it's really cheap. That's what I mean. It's a buyer's market. But for
people that want to fix up their homes, rehab their houses, you actually have to live in the house in order to get like a loan or a grant to like fix your house. If the house is vacant, you can't hardly get any money for it unless you got excellent credit. And that was way before this whole economic downturn here.
So how are people supposed to move into a broken down house if they can't fix it up?
That's a good question. How do you do that, Vince?
I don't know.
You gotta work in a sweatshop?
I don't think working in a sweatshop is going to get you enough money.
Yeah. So that's it.
Man, oh man, those Steelers, what's that, this Sunday they're playing?
Yes, February 1st. Some of you people might not hear this until like after the Super Bowl, but we'll come back with our final analysis next week. We'll probably give Aaron a call back and maybe talk to him live or something, get his feedback. Aaron has a lot to say about a lot of different stuff.
Aaron.
We'll talk about politics. He'll talk about what's going on in the region known as the Middle East and a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, we definitely didn't call Gaza this week.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Oh my gosh.
We kept it local.
My old lady wants to go to Seven Springs to get away from the Super Bowl. Now we just found out there's more Super Bowl parties at the Snow Palace.
Oh, yeah, they're parted everywhere, man.
Oh, man, I'm just going to read a book about Afghanistan. I'm going to try to stay away from these people.
I already bought my six-pack. I'm ready. After I get off the air from doing my radio show on Sunday at WRCT, I'll just go drink a beer for the Steelers.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the city that used to make steel, going for that six-pack, this is Vincent Irene.
And Kevin Amos.
For Town Talkin'.
Holy goodness.
Town Talk Radio.
All right.